joined by Mel Pearson, the head coach of the Michigan Tech Huskies, via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for your time tonight. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, Brian, good to be on with you tonight.
You're unbeaten in eight, have won three in a row. What has gone right for you in those games?
Well, a combination of things. I think our goaltending has been excellent, and our defensemen. We had a good, solid returning group, and I thought they had an average first half as a core. And since Christmas, they've really stepped up their game. And we had all our defensemen back really from last year, except one. And I thought they played much, much better than they have. But I think overall, just our commitment to team defense has really been a key for us having a good start here to the second half, and especially the last few games.
Well, Coach, you're 2-1-1 against Bowling Green and 1-0-1 against Minnesota State. What were those six games like to watch from the bench?
Oh, boy. You know, those are the games you want to play in. You know, you wish you could put your gear on and get out and play, but they were intense games. Very similar to playoff hockey. A lot at stake, but I made the comment after the Minnesota State series. We only played them twice this year, and I commented that you'd like to play them again. You like to play those games, if you can, four times, and we only get them twice. But I thought they were great games, good hockey games. Like I said, intense, hard-fought, close games, and I think that was good for our team to play in those games. I think it really showed us that we can compete, obviously, with those teams, about what we need to do to have success.
Well, Alex Patan has 14 goals already this year for your team. You knew he'd be a good one this year. Did you know he'd be this good?
Well, he's always had a history of scoring. He comes from a hockey family. His brother was a high draft pick by the Winnipeg Jets, and then Alex has got that skill set that his brother does. So we knew he'd be good, but at the same time, you're never sure. But the part about Alex is he's been consistent, too. It's just not one year. It's just not one series. It's usually been every night, every game, and every year for us. And obviously, he's a big part of our team and a real go-to guy for offense.
John Scott made headlines in the NHL All-Star Game a couple of weeks ago, Coach. I hadn't realized that he was a Michigan Tech grad. Any publicity is good publicity, right?
Well, it's fantastic. You can't buy that publicity. I don't care. I mean, how many dollars you'd have to spend to get that. But I think, obviously we're very proud of John Scott. And just what really was the light that was shed on him is just really the person he is. And he's a great, great guy. He's been a great supporter of Michigan Tech hockey. And it's interesting. We just saw him, a couple weeks prior to that out in Phoenix. We played in the tournament out there. So John was still at Phoenix at the time, and we got to spend some time with him out there. But him and his wife are tremendous people, and I thought he did a great job in the All-Star game and really showing what type of player we have, not only here at Michigan Tech, but in the WCHA and college hockey.
Well, Houghton, Michigan should be on any hockey fan's bucket list, right, Coach?
Oh, I totally agree. It's the birthplace of professional hockey. We have 3,000 seats in our building, and we're averaging about 3,500. Hockey is so entwined here in the community. It's just a great place. It's a great place to be any time of the year, especially the winter, with the snow and hockey going on. So a lot of fun things to do in the area, whether it's snowmobiling, skiing, snowshoeing, and coming and catch a couple of games on the weekend. So definitely on the bucket list for any person who has an interest in hockey or the great outdoors.
There's an old school rink downtown by the river. That sounds like it should be a country music song, but it's housed a lot of great hockey players over the years. R.H. Bob Peters has told me I need to go there. It's only a couple blocks away from our hotel when we stay there, but how much is that rink still used?
It's used quite a bit. It's actually one of the local high school teams here, Houghton. It's their rink, so they play in there. They practice every day. We have a semi-pro team, if you would be a beer league team, Portage Lake Lakers are playing there, so the community uses it quite a bit, actually. So it gets used almost on a daily basis.
As you've prepared your team for Bemidji State this weekend, what got the most attention?
Well, just how quick they are and how hard they're playing. They're playing with a lot of speed, a lot of tempo, playing well defensively. Bitzer looks good in the net. They have depth, so there's not one or two guys, even though you might say Fitzgerald is maybe the best player, but you go down the lineup, whether it's Harms or Arntz or whoever it might be, that's what really strikes me, is just the depth. You can't key on one or two guys. They've got a good team, and I think that's what's helped them have a real good second half here. You know, they're one of the hottest teams, not only in our league, but in college hockey right now.
Mel, thanks for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you here this weekend.
Okay, Brian. Thank you very much for having me on.